Live from Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, this is the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show. This is where you can get the latest news about Westchester County government direct from the county legislators. Call them at 914-636-0110. Now, the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX.
Hey now, Westchester, it is Tara Martin again here with you live for this week's edition of Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators. Again, I'm Tara Martin, the Director of Communications for the Westchester County Board of Legislators. I'm here with our trusty crew and co-producer Tina Lamengo. Hey, Tina.
Hey, everyone in Westchester.
We also have our super rocking communications intern who's on with us. This is her first trip on the show, and we're so happy to see her here today. Her name is Shavanesia Kennedy. She hails from Uptown Harlem, and she's been on board with us doing a ton of production behind the scenes, so this is the first time we're going to have her on the mic, so thank you for coming.
It was a pleasure being here.
That's so awesome. Today, we actually have a really awesome show for you guys, and I know I say that every week, but this is serious. We have a really, really awesome show. Today, in honor of Women's History Month, we're talking about the condition of women in leadership in Westchester County. And I know a lot of people are going to be, throughout the month of March, going to be talking about women's history and our role in government, our role in history, but specifically to the legislature. And this is something that we actually get to celebrate. Is that for the first time in the history of our legislature, we have more women serving than ever before. With the last two special elections that we've had, one that took place, I believe, last year with the election of actually New Rochelle's local legislator, Sheila Marcotte, and most recently in February, a special election took place with a new member joining our board, who's actually our co-host today, Mary Jane Shimsky. Being elected to serve representing Greenberg. Today, we now have 5 women on the board out of 17 seats. And it's something to celebrate. Is it where we want to be? No, but it's great steps. We have more women voices on the board now being able to really convey the issues that are affecting women, children, and families in our county. So it's something we really want to explore today in terms of our topic. Just to give you a heads up, letting you guys know that we are live on WVOX 1460 AM radio. You can also listen to us live on the web. If you don't have access to your radio, you can get us on www.wvox.com and click the Listen Live button. You can also check us out by giving us a call. If you have questions, if you have comments, call us. We're live at 914-636-0110. And also email your questions to us via email at westchesterbolradio@gmail.com. So our co-host, our legislative co-host, is running a little late, so we are going to kind of get started with the topic of the day, which is Westchester women in leadership, rhetoric or reality. Now, we have some amazing guests in the studio today to talk about not only their personal life experience in terms of being a Westchester woman in leadership, but they also are going to come and talk to us about the broader issues of women that are affecting women, particularly women, children, and families throughout our county. I'm really pleased to reintroduce a frequent contributor to our radio show. She's an amazing, amazing woman, very active on the Westchester scene. Her name is Karen Cheeks Lomax, and she's the executive director of My Sister's Place. You know her, you love her, you've demanded her to be back on the show. She's awesome, total rock star. Karen, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And we're introducing a new voice to our show, and I know this is the first time we're hearing her, but I'm certain it will not be the last time that we hear from her. And she is just, dynamo is not the word to sufficiently describe Catherine Leader of Plaskett. Catherine is the president and chair of the board of WCLA Choice Matters, a community-based organization dedicated to supporting and defending female reproductive rights. You've seen Karen on TV, radio. She's doing a ton of work in terms of abortion rights and access for female reproductive issues. Thank you so much, Karen, for being with us today. Catherine, excuse me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So today we are here with these two great guests to talk about how Westchester County can increase the participation of women in economic, civic, entrepreneurial, public sector, and human services arenas. So first, let's kind of kick off the conversation with talking about you two as individuals. What caused you both to say, you know what, I want to dedicate my life to public service in the various arenas that you represent? Let's start with Catherine.
I think I've always done this. My whole life has been given over to supporting one cause or another. And as sayings go, somehow my whole life led me here. Mm-hmm. I've organized back-to-school clothes for kids and dressed over 1,000 children in our district, coordinating corporate donations with needy families, dressing the working poor, which is often an unrecognized population.
Absolutely.
I founded the Ridge Historical Society, which focused on the contributions of people of color to the development, the founding and development of Westchester. Going back, knowing, just FYI, Westchester and Manhattan had the largest slave population, second only to Charleston during the colonial period, which also goes unrecognized. But there have been many causes of feeding people out of the back of my car during the last recession. But I came to reproductive rights perhaps because I was always here, starting in high school when I met my first freshman who was pregnant and didn't know what to do because if she went home, she thought her father would kill her. Mm-hmm. So I find myself here trying to protect rights, not telling people what they should think, but defending our right to choose.
Absolutely. Karen?
You know, my journey was a little bit different, but some ways similar. You know, I grew up in a family where my mom was the head of household and the sole provider for my brother and I. And I watched how challenging it was for her to get child support and to get some of the support of, my mom worked all the time, but to get some of the support that she needed. And I remember thinking at one point that she needed a lawyer. And I began to think, well, what if I became a lawyer? How could I begin to change her life and the lives of people that needed good legal counsel? And that led me to embark on a career of becoming a lawyer. And, you know, throughout my life, similar to Catherine's, I have always been someone who has tried to empower people, whatever the issue has been. I have said, you know what, we can do it. How do we come together? How do we collaborate? How do we partner? And so that has led me to becoming the executive director of my sister's place. And, you know, in this role, we empower women, mm-hmm. and we help them make choices. And we hopefully, I think we do this very, very well, help them make choices around, you know, their experiences of violence, which is very, very, very challenging. So mm-hmm. that's how I got here.
Well, that was actually really impressive. And, you know, I want to use this opportunity to kind of have a real roundtable discussion because for those who are listening, you can't see technically in the studio, but we have a round table of women here, not just, you know, our guests in the studio, but the folks who are working behind the scenes and putting together the show. And, you know, Tina Lamengo actually has been really, really helpful in doing a ton of the production work. And so is our new intern. And, you know, these happen to be young women, actually, that are here in the studio. So I wanted to kind of also throw the question to you guys, you know, how did you get here? What made you decide, you know, that public service was the route that you wanted to take?
Well, I mean, before I even begin, I just want to say how grateful I am to have people like Karen Cheeks Lomax and Catherine Plasek here to just kind of just guide young women and just show us that, you know, we can do it, that we can be great and we can be powerful and we can actually change the world and change things for in our lives. And it's just, I find it very, very remarkable. The work that you women do to be at the Board of Legislators and work with these wonderful legislators. And for the first time, we have 5 female legislators. It's so empowering. And it really, really just makes me want to be a better person, a better woman. And just like for the siblings behind me and the children that I have to come to just show them that we can do it. And just like, you know, Ms. Lomax, my grandmother had a very, very big impact. Just, you know, she would always say, you know, Tina, we came from a long way because we all came from Africa. I was born there. And to just come to America and just be able to just make a difference and work with wonderful women, it's amazing. And I definitely want to do more work, especially helping out women on my end.
Well, like Karen, my mom was the sole provider in my family with me and my sister, and she kind of showed me that a woman can be powerful, and I think that's what inspired me to become more powerful. And I look to women who are of special color and that are as powerful and legislator as, you know, inspirational sources and something that I actually want to become one day.
That is awesome. We've actually been joined by our co-host this week, our legislative co-host, who is the our newest legislator, and this is her inaugural trip on the show, legislator Mary Jane Shimsky, who represents the town of Greenburg. Thank you, Mary Jane, for being here.
Thank you, Tara.
Okay. So we've been talking a little bit about, you know, our position in terms of women in leadership and our ultimate roles in government, and how do we not just empower, but how do we increase participation of women getting active, getting involved, and making a really defined difference in their communities. And we were having, Catherine was giving her background in terms of being very grassroots and hands-on in terms of the need of women. Sometimes there are macro issues in terms of why women are not participatory in government, in politics, and whatever. And there may be a lot of it may just be very simple, like, you know, I can't find a babysitter, you know, to take care of these kids, or I just don't have the financial means to contribute in certain ways, or I have no idea who I would even turn to. And then on the other topic is we have women who are actually in our communities now that are just rolling up their sleeves and doing what they can at the level that they can do it. I know of a woman right now, actually, who is she's basically cooking food in her house and turned her house into a food pantry. And part of it is because there was an immediate need in her community. But the other reason is that she didn't know that there were other pantries or access out there that she can plug into. So when we come back, because we're getting the call for our first commercial break, when we come back, I want to segue into that piece. How do we begin to have the conversations with women to say, look, there's resources in the community for you. Let's patch in together and get things done so we can really become the betterment of our neighborhoods. You're listening now to Inside Government Live on WVOX Radio, and we'll be back.
Now, back to the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. This is where you get the latest news from county government and where you can talk directly to the county legislators at 636-0110. Now, once again, the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX.
And we're back. You guys are missing it. We're having such a great conversation offline, and we're like, oh, we got to go back. We got to go back on the air. But I noticed that, you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the thing in terms of women and one of our barriers, and Legislator Shimsky actually had a really valid point just now, talking about it. We don't necessarily even talk about ourselves and our own accomplishments very often, and I totally forgot to even mention how I got here and what's motivated me in terms of being a woman. And I think my stories kind of intersect with almost everybody here at this table. You know, my first foyer into activism started when I was 6, when I protested my own parents because I wanted to watch a certain show on, and it was after my bedtime. And I protested and I wrote a letter. It was clearly not answered, but ultimately I got involved because I saw the condition of young people, and I just wanted to not just get involved to change the condition of what was happening in our community, but I wanted to become an advocate for young people, particularly helping adults understand how to speak to young people to get them engaged. And my journey took me from being, you know, one of the national officers of the Young Democrats of America to working as the New York State field director to President Obama, to working on several political campaigns and government offices, particularly New York City Council and United States Congress. And I just am, you know, excited and honored to actually have an opportunity to serve here in Westchester County in this particular role. And it's kind of segued for me to get even to this area where we're actually hosting a radio show to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is women. I'm getting the signal that we actually have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Inside Government.
I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but I had the pleasure of working with for the county executive with many women county legislators, and I simply want to mention their names because you're talking about great women. And Audrey Hochberg was a great friend of mine.
Absolutely.
And of course, Carolyn Whittle and Diane Keene, Sandra Galus.
Oh, yes.
So the tradition of women in Westchester is very strong and continuing. That's all I want to say.
Well, I hope you stay tuned in because we're going to have a really great conversation about women in politics in general and kind of the condition, not just here in Westchester County, but across the state and the country. And throughout the show, we're going to kind of throw out some fast facts that not many people are really aware of in terms of women. I mean, this is, you know, 2011 and, you know, this should be the year of the woman. But when you look at women in political or leadership positions, the numbers are really staggering.
They really are.
You know, as of this year, 2011, there are 89 women who serve in the United States Congress out of 432 seats. Right. And 17 women actually serve in the legislature. I mean, serve in the Senate versus 72 that are in the House. So, and even when you look down how many women, it's just not necessarily about, you know, our microcosm of Westchester County. We have a larger problem in terms of representation.
That, your topic originally when I was driving was you were talking about Westchester and Legislator Shinsky's new arrival on the county board.
Mm-hmm.
The other reality is Westchester itself with town supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Valerie O'Keefe, you know, mm-hmm. And many women are in politics and have been very successful. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
I'm on my way to lunch. Have a good show.
We appreciate you, Carl.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, ladies, while we're here, and it's probably the caller actually worked out because it segues into the next topic that we really wanted to discuss, which is the work-life balance. And how do we, particularly women out there, and I'm sure there are women listening right now who have this tremendous idea in their head about how to make the world a better place or how to create a nonprofit agency. They're probably running a nonprofit right now in their basements or they're creating, you know, doing amazing, amazing things or have an idea for a tremendous business, but they have no idea how to connect to the resources like Catherine and Karen and the work that you guys are doing. How do we bridge that gap? How do we get women talking to other women about their goals, their ideas, and how do we turn those ideas and dreams into realities? And we want to have Legislator Shimsky start us off with that.
Thank you, Tara. I think what's really important to remember when Tara started talking about the work-life balance is that the vast majority of women who would be of the age one would think of to first run for public office or to begin work at a higher level in the not-for-profit field have children. And it's hard enough for most women to manage to get the children where they have to be and to make sure that the children get everything they need and then work part-time or full-time as well. Adding the third component to one's life is very, very difficult. A certain amount of it depends on luck. I'm lucky to have a husband who firmly believed that I belonged in politics. He also had the kind of job that had fairly stable working hours. He'd be home by about 7 o'clock every night. So once he got home, I'd have dinner on the table, he'd sit down to eat, and I would go out to my meetings. Not every woman is fortunate to have that situation. Either their husbands work extremely long hours or else they're single mothers and there is no one to take care of the children. Once the children get over, they're older, there are also other pressures because sometimes the children feel neglected. What's really important, I think, from this point of view is a certain amount of mentoring because it is possible to begin incorporating your children as they get a little bit older into your work to understand why it is you do what you do, take them to events, my son got to meet Senator Clinton a few times between the ages of 6 and 9, because I would bring him to events, because it would give him a chance to have some quality time with mommy in the car. Then he'd get to meet somebody really famous. And if you find ways to begin incorporating your children, it makes it a little bit easier for them to see you leave the house.
I appreciate what Mary Jane, excuse me, it's a new term, Legislator Shimsky, is saying. But I think that you have to look beyond that, because we have a lot of single women. We have a lot of people who are mothers or trying to get into the workforce and may not even have children yet. It's an issue of addressing the women, and we can't cut back on child care support, because that's then throwing these women back into the house.
Not absolutely.
Back on government support, because they have no other option if they're being cut out of the workforce. And we have, first and foremost, as I said at the very beginning, we have to look out for the working poor, because they are doing their best.
Absolutely.
They're not looking to start something new, but they have to get to work, and they have to get to work on time.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a brief break. I know this is tough. We're going to take a brief break. We're going to come back and continue this conversation. You're listening live to Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators on WVOX 1460 AM. Stay tuned.
Now, back to the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. This is where you get the latest news from county government, and where you can talk directly to the county legislators at 636-0110. Now, once again, the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX.
And we're back. You're listening to Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators live on WVOX Radio. And we are having an amazing panel here today. It's ridiculous the amount of rock star power that is in this room. We have with us today Karen Cheeks Lomax, the executive director of My Sister's Place, and Catherine Leader Plaskett, who's the president and chair of the board of WCLA Choice Matters. And we're hosted today by our newly elected county legislator, Mary Jane Shimsky, representing the town of Greenburg. And we're having a wonderful discussion today about the condition of Westchester women in leadership. What are the impediments to getting women involved? How do we increase participation? And talking a little bit about the realistic issues of the work-life balance. How do we get women to run for office when women have issues in terms of their support network at home, being able to care for children and families? These are real topics, and we're hitting them hard today on WVOX. We really want to hear from you guys, so make sure you give us a call. Call us at 914-636-0110, and make sure you get us on email. We're out there, westchesterbolradio@gmail.com. We're taking your questions and your calls live, so we'd love to hear from you. So in the last segment, we just touched the topic of the work-life balance, and we want to keep on moving. I know Catherine had some thoughts, so I wanted you to finish your thoughts.
She caught me off guard.
Tag, you're it.
I think it is wonderful. I, too, have that wonderful story of a supportive spouse who's enabled me to do many, many things. I don't want to put the weight on that.
Absolutely.
Because many women either don't have a spouse like that, or they don't have the, or they're single, and they have to juggle. The problem for women is that at the end of the day, when someone has to give more, it's generally women.
Absolutely.
And Westchester does have after-school programs and different things, but I've had tiny children who there was no after-school program, or if you're lucky enough to have daycare or childcare, your child gets sick. So these are very real concerns. And women, we have in Westchester some very successful women, both in the private sector and the not-for-profit sector, championing different issues. I do think the question of how women can access the resources that are here is very important. Westchester Women's Agenda is an organization of not-for-profits. They meet once a month. They are also run coffees. It's a relatively new event to invite women to join Westchester Women's Agenda to find out about resources and different things going on. if you email this station, I'd be happy to connect you with it or whatever resources. Westchester County also had the all women, what was it called?
The County Office for Women.
Yes. And I know that under this administration, that's been cut back, although it was a vital resource. Uh-huh. But I'm hopeful that it'll be reinstated and we can direct women to that.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that we're talking about resources because there are countless women, and you know how women traditionally are, particularly, I'm sure every woman around this table has experienced it. When the job needs to get done, women do the job. And we'll do it on a shoestring budget, with our hands tied behind our backs, and with our hair a mess, and all kinds of responsibilities. We get it done, and that's what we do. But it's not the one, it's not the most cost-effective way of doing work. And it's also drains us. It drains us of our power. It drains us of our ability to give emotionally and spiritually sometimes. And I want to talk a little bit about the issue of work and how we, particularly all of you around the table, what your experiences have been in terms of being able to juggle that work, the work-life balance. And I know it's also great that a lot of you have spouses to take care, to, you know, be that network in your homes. But, you know, what about the women particularly that are, you know, single mothers or women who, young women who have not, that may not have children, but they're going crazy between school and work and they want to give back. They want to be, they see the condition of young women in the community and they see what's going on and they want to give. How do we get younger women, maybe under the age of 40, to be involved? And what are, I guess, maybe the resources in the community that are available to them? You want to talk a little bit about that,
yeah,
Karen?
I want to give a shout out to Manny if he's listening right now because he's been that infrastructure and support for me. But having grown up in a single family with a mother who was the head of the household, you know, I watched those challenges. And trust me, in my own role today, it is challenging to balance kids in college, kids in elementary school. I don't care where they are. It's challenging. And I think if we're trying to reach back and support, we've been talking a lot about this offline, you're talking about coaching and mentoring everywhere you go. At church, at your local synagogue, at your PTA, you know, there are so many opportunities that we can link people together. And we kind of forget. We kind of say, well, the PTA is for the school. Well, guess what? That's where you can meet other women that look like you, that have maybe some of the same challenges or have some aspirations. And that's how you can connect. Certainly in your, you know, sororities, you know, my girls are part of very, very wonderful sororities, the Deltas and the AKAs, and there is a huge resource that's available to individuals. But I think what I want to say, just, you know, to talk about the bigger picture, women are creative beings. We are hard workers. We can redefine what the workplace looks like. It's not always easy. I've got that. I figured it out. I didn't get an MBA, but I tried to figure out how to run a nonprofit from a fiscal standpoint, from a managerial standpoint. You learn it over time. We are very creative and very smart individuals. I just think that we just have to, you know, move with the times. We have to be creative in how we engage people. And I think that, you know, we'll still not enough representation. Clearly not enough. We were talking about some of those statistics. But I think it's important that we just push forward and push past what feels like a barrier, because they're going to be there. But we just have to, you know, move beyond that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I think what has to happen is that, especially for single mothers, but I think for any woman who might be considered a possible talent for public office, it's important for a community to get behind them. Of course, when you're dealing with single mothers, having interdependent groups who will watch each other's children and help with the more basic physical needs is absolutely critical. But even when you're talking about women in upper middle class communities where they may have a supportive spouse, they may have the resources to pay for a large number of hours of childcare per week, it's still something that women don't necessarily look at themselves as doing. And what's so important is for us to look back in our groups and our organizations, look, especially the PTAs.
Absolutely.
Because you have so many, that is probably the one classification of organization that the largest number of women in Westchester County belong to.
I mm-hmm. went to a wonderful forum.
We're actually getting the signal to cut. It's a great topic. You're listening to Inside Government and we're with your Westchester County legislator. Stay tuned.
The voice of Westchester. WVOX.
Now, back to the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. This is where you get the latest news from county government and where you can talk directly to the county legislators at 636-0110. Now, once again, the Westchester County Legislators Weekly News and Talk Show on 1460 WVOX.
Hey, guys and gals, and we are back. This is Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators, and this is the final segment, and this has been a super hot topic. I got to tell everybody in the studio, we have to do this again. We'll probably have to dedicate another show to this topic and invite all of you guys back to participate in that, so because we really just barely scratched the surface today. So what I want to do is make sure that everybody has a wrap, and I want to go to Catherine first. I know you have a couple of topics you want to talk about, but let's
kind of add to that is that it's the woman. We advocate for the shopping center or the food store. We advocate for these small things, and we don't realize that the woman leading that charge should be running for office. She doesn't see herself that way. We don't push her that way. It's incumbent upon us to help other women see their power. If we don't see show it to them, they won't see it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just going to say, women should also, as they're pursuing all these wonderful, their wonderful gifts, take care of themselves, because we don't do that enough.
Honey, who are you telling? Because especially, you know, you're absolutely right. We'll run ourselves sick most of the times. We're not eating properly, not getting enough sleep, burning the candle at both ends. And I am a living witness to that piece. Actually, our engineer is giving us the hi-fi too. She's a living witness. But I'll tell you, you know, it's wonderful that we had this conversation today. And I'm so appreciative of you two ladies for being here to join us. And I want to make sure that we get the last word to our legislator and our co-host today, Legislator Shimsky.
Thank you. It's very important that we not only look within ourselves, we look to each other. We really do have to be each other's mentors. We really do have to be each other's talent scouts. We have to give the encouragement, occasionally watch each other's children so we can go out into the world and do the things that need to be done. And we've got to, when we organize meetings, we should think about childcare. It helps bring women in and it enables them to get more involved. And the more we do that, eventually there will be a larger number of women who will rise into elected office. And the more diversity we have in views, which is brought by a lot of the unique experiences women have, that can only be a good thing.
Absolutely. Again, I can't thank our panel enough for being here today to share their thoughts, their dreams, their ideas, and ultimately just share themselves with not just us in the studio, but our listening audience. And I'm sure it was just as much of a treat for you guys as it was for us here in the studio. And we're so, so honored and proud to have Legislator Shimsky with us today. She is a dynamo. And you're going to see nothing but amazing things from her throughout her tenure on the Board of Legislators. So watch out and make sure you sign up and you check her out on our website, westchesterlegislators.com, and learn more about her. I know I want to plug a couple of things, a couple of events that are coming up. And before I turn to Tina to do the announcements, I know, Catherine, your organization is doing something.
We have an event at the Scarsdale Public Library on Sunday, April 10th at 1 o'clock. It's a forum, and it's the best price yet. It's free.
Can't beat free.
It's free.
Can't be free.
And we will have childcare. I will arrange childcare. It is a forum on women's reproductive health and the role of government. Assemblywoman Amy Paulin will be present speaking. I will be speaking, as will a woman named Kathy Miller from Public Health Solutions.
Awesome. And I also want to throw out that My Sister's Place, along with the Westchester County Board of Legislators and the county's newest anti-human trafficking task force, is going to be hosting a day-long training to educate first responders, law enforcement, community organizations are going to be involved in this very interesting topic, and a topic that needs to be discussed and addressed immediately, which is the issue of human trafficking, which is affecting thousands of women throughout, even right here in Westchester County. So this is on the 25th. I think it's at 9 a.m. Do you have the location?
It's Mount Kisco.
It's going to be in Mount Kisco. If you need more information, please call Allison Bauck at 917-757-4180 to learn more about this really, really important event that's happening in the community. Tina, you have some announcements?
Yes, I do. But just before I go into my announcements, again, I just really want to say thank you to these women that we have here on the panel. Like, it's women like you that inspire young professionals like myself and the other two women in the studio to just be amazing and just to inspire us. Like, I really do appreciate it. I know we all
do
appreciate it. Yes, and
thank you.
As women, we really do run ourselves ragged. But one thing I will say is that we are resilient.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we are resilient. We rise above all of this, and it's just amazing. But on to our announcements. Yesterday, we had an amazing celebration for Irish history. We had wonderful dancers. We had performers. It was a great celebration. And in conjunction with today's show, next week, we're celebrating women's history. So come out to the Board of Legislators on Monday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m., where we will be celebrating women's. And this year, we will be honoring women dedicated in public service. And we will be honoring Tiffany Dufu, who is the president of the White House Project. We will also be honoring Antoinette Kolaski, and she is on the Ellen Fisher Leadership Institute. So please come out to our event. Look out for our e-newses. You can RSVP at westchesterlegislators.com. You can call us up to leave a reservation at 914-995-4122. We definitely hope to see you guys there. Have a great week.
Thank you, Tina, for the announcements. And I got to, you know, give a shout out to one of our communications team members who are here today in the studio, actually videotaping us as we speak, Christina Giliberti, who's our videographer for the board, and another fabulous young woman who has been directly affected by Women Mentors. And she's actually filming us as we speak. So we wanted to thank her for being here as well to participate. It's a love fest going on in the studio today. And before we go and wrap, I want to make sure that I leave one bit of information for you guys. There's a new documentary out. It's actually started public viewings this month. And I implore anyone within the sound of my voice to go out. If there's a screening in your community, go see it. It's called Misrepresentation. And it is fabulous. The writer and the director is Jennifer Newsom. And basically, she's bringing together America's most influential women in politics, news, entertainment to give us an inside look at the media's message. And so that we begin to have the dialogue of how not only are we having to tell our stories, but sometimes the media is misrepresenting the story of women. And she's got interviews from people like Condoleezza Rice, Gavin Newsom, Gloria Steinem, Jane Fonda. There are some powerful women who are leading CEOs in some of America's largest corporations, people like Margaret Cho, Nancy Pelosi, Rachel Maddow, to talk about women in media and how do we change the perception of women from the images that we see to the power that we ultimately become. So go out there. You can go on their website, misrepresentation.org. Check out where there's a local screening in your community. We're actually going to provide a small screening at the Women's History Month event this year at the Board of Legislators. So we would love to have you. Definitely check us out. Go on our website and get more information. But this is a fabulous, fabulous documentary that you should all be taking a look at and having that broader discussion about how does the media perceive us and how do we begin to tell our stories ourselves. Again, I can't thank you ladies enough for being here to start the first of a series of dialogues about women and our representation. How do we empower each other? How do we support each other? How do we nurture each other? And how do we build that network that provides real mentorship that leads to real success? And to each of you, thank you, Karen from the My Sister's Place, Catherine from Choice Matters, and definitely our awesome legislator, Mary Jane Shimsky, for being in the studio with us today, and for our members of our communications team also that are here today. Quickly, one thing I will shout out to Chairman Ken Jenkins, who's been working really tirelessly on the collaborative assessment project that's being headed up by the Board of Legislators and the Collaborative Assessment Commission. We had some great calls last week about assessment and property tax assessment, and we had some emails that came back, and I wanted to make sure that I promised the people who sent us emails that we'd shout them out on the radio, that we will definitely do another show on property tax assessment. It'll probably be next month, but I wanted to make sure that you guys heard from me on the air. So I'm shout outs to all of our email fans. And definitely, if you want to learn more about the legislature, check us out on Twitter. Make sure you follow us. We're at Westchester BOL on Twitter and on Facebook at facebook.com/Westchester County BOL. So thank you all, I guess, for joining us today and for being a part of a topic that really is near and dear to our hearts, and making sure that we are not only empowering women, but we're also bringing young women into the foyer in terms of leadership, that we are spending enough time to make sure that the linkages are correct, and that we're really gaining knowledge, power, and success in these relationships. And I'm getting the high sign now that we're wrapping up. So I want to make sure that you guys hear from us. If you have questions, comments, call us 914-636-0110. Make sure you email us also at westchesterbolradio@gmail.com. Ladies, again, thank you so much for being here. Our staff, you guys rock. You know that. I can't tell you that enough. And again, please, if you do nothing else, our fans, go out, check out this documentary, Misrepresentation. It is amazing and it's super powerful. Even the trailer is available online. So check it out on YouTube.com. Go to their website, misrepresentation.org, and learn really the work of these amazing organizations that put together this documentary. The White House Project, who was an honoree with us for our Women's History event. Also, the Women's Media Center, the International Museum of Women, Girls for a Change, Girls Inc., and Step Up Women's Network. Powerful organizations that are doing amazing work. So again, you listeners, we love you. We love to hear from you. We want to check you out next week because we'll be back with another amazing topic and another amazing panel. So you're listening to Inside Government with your Westchester County legislators, and we're signing off. So thank you again, and make sure you continue to learn about your government from the inside.